Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministry Podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District of the LCMS. And today we're joined by Pastor Tony Bowes from Faith Lutheran and pastor of the Lutheran Church in Bangladesh and also a member of Faith Lutheran in Troy, Elio Boraji. And today we're talking about what these gentlemen are doing and that they're working towards forming a mission society to support that Lutheran church in Bangladesh. And Pastor Tony, we'll start with you. Tell me how this thing started.
Yeah, so Pastor Elio Boraji came to the United States, emigrated from Bangladesh about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, he moved to Michigan and his family came with him to be a missionary in the Hamtramck area where there are how many thousands of Bengalis there, Elio, right in the Hamtramck?
36,000.
36,000 Bengalis in the Hamtramck area. So he was called by the former mission director at the Michigan District, Roosevelt Gray, working with him and Faith Lutheran Church to just try to reach out to these Bengalis with the good news of the gospel. He had, prior to that, already started a ministry in his own country, Bangladesh, which is, I describe this, what Bangladesh is like culturally. If the United States, if you picture the United States with 330 million people living in the United States, there are about half that population, about 163 million Bengali people in Bangladesh, but they all live in the state of Iowa. If you can imagine that, that's how poor and how just people are on top of each other in that country living. And it's a Muslim, 95% Muslim country, 4% like Hindu, a little bit of Buddhism involved, and then also just a very small minority, 1% or less, that are Christian. And so Pastor Elio, his heart is for the Bengali people in Bangladesh. And we said, how are we going to continue to support that? And I said, brother, you need to go back home, because his wife is there now. She's been there for about a year and a half trying to run the ministry without him. And so we are establishing this Bengali Lutheran Mission Society so that he can do the ministry back home, where there are 3,000 Christians that he's in charge of, 5 pastors, 4 tutoring schools, and it just is growing. And we want to say, let's do that over there.
And Elio, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you see over there when you go back, and how the Lutheran Church fits in?
And actually, this I have in my dream. I have in my dream this when you're back in Bangladesh, and my duty is actually this for Lutheran doctrine, Lutheran teaching, Lutheran and everything. I'm share with gospel each other, and I have my real gospel. I'm teach the people, and people can really know the Bible and converted. You know, lot of people from converted. You know, my 3,000 people is all Hindu converted, and some Muslim converted also. Bangladesh is lots of people. You know, this lots of they don't know for Bible. You know, for Hindu people, I am share with gospel door to door. You know, this look like my dream. This Lutheran church, everybody knows, because a lot of denomination in Bangladesh know correctly, know 100% teach the Bible. But I think so. I believe that Lutheran church is teaching 100% is Bible teaching purely and really is truth. You know, for Jesus Christ, share with gospel each other.
So what are you doing right now with this mission?
So my job and responsibility is to try to tell as many Lutheran churches about this opportunity where they can partner with Faith Lutheran Church in Troy. Right now we have 3 other churches, Pastor Evan Gertner at Our Shepherd Birmingham, Pastor Lou Steer with Trinity Utica, and my son, who is in the SMP program in St. Louis, Faith Lutheran Church in Oakville, Missouri. We are partnering together to say, out of our mission dollars, let's provide for example, for us, $5,000 per year so that we can provide not only for Pastor Elio's salary, but also for the five other pastors. Currently at Faith Lutheran Church, we're providing some salary support for teachers and pastors. If we get more churches partnering with us, then we can expand that ministry, not just to provide some startup costs, because eventually we want this to be self-sustaining. But it takes quite a bit of startup cost for him to establish a farming system or some small business loans, things like that. We have opportunities to help kids within these tutoring schools to learn the gospel.
And why don't you expand on that a little bit? How are you helping those kids right now?
The kids, because it's such a great need and really quality for them to learn a little bit of not just from the schools that happen in the government schools, but the tutoring programs happen from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., where nursery through fifth grade, people from those villages come to Pastor Elio's Christian teachers, and they are able to pray with them, read some Bible scriptures, teach even a little bit of English to them, and then also along with math and reading and arithmetic, they do that. But these kids then hear the good news, take it back to their families, and people become interested about learning about Jesus.
And right now, gentlemen, you guys are both involved as well, as far as from where you are right now in Troy, doing Bible studies and
yeah.
the small catechism, correct?
Yes. So Dhaka is the capital of Bangladesh, and the internet system in Dhaka is so nice, but they live outside of Dhaka by car, probably 3 hours, 5 hours?
5 hours.
5 hours drive. And so the internet is kind of shaky and weak there, but somehow we can, through Facebook Messenger, gather the pastors. There's about three or four of them in the local area, and then some of the teachers. And we have a Bible study, and we're going through Luther's Small Catechism. So I've created a schedule for 6 months out to just go through the commandments now with these pastors. And can you think about how, you know, from a Lutheran perspective, we are sharing the commandments with some of them who are secretly Muslim inside that, the 15 to 20 that gather, secretly Hindu, along with the pastors, and then they teach one another. It's just amazing privilege. And so Pastor Lou from Trinity, Pastor Evan from Our Shepherd, my son Brandon, they all have opportunity now to come alongside me to teach for about an hour. This group of people, it's during the early morning, 8 a.m. for us, but it's in the late evening for them because there's 12, 13 hour difference there.
And I'll ask both of you this here. Pastor Elio, why don't you start? What's the response you're seeing when you're doing these teachings? And paint the picture, because you're doing it over like a cell phone, right? Or teaching over Facebook Messenger, is that correct?
Messenger, yes. Yeah, this, you know, for Messenger for 2 weeks, you know, for I have my phone, I this phone I'm used in Bangladesh, and my wife have a Messenger. Actually, these people are very, very happy. People are very happy, you know, excited. Everybody knows 10 commandments, but 10 commandments, how God give it to the people? How and 10 commandments, what is the meaning of 10 commandments? But they don't know, actually. That's why everybody knows, everybody is teaching is look like a new, you know, new birth, look like a new birth. And that's why everybody is very happy and very excited. And when you, I'm going Bangladesh, more excited the people, because I know the you know, for Lutheran doctrine, I know you know, this how can it is that this small catechism, I know everything. That's why more tease the people. People are very happy. This is ministry, not my ministry. This is God's plan, God ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's why Pastor Tony, he try, and more churches can help is good for Bangladesh. Is very recently I'm going over there, and more than Bangladesh is, you know, Lutheran church, everybody knows.
And not only that, in Bangladesh, what people may not know is where Mother Teresa's from, the Calcutta area, not from, but where she ministered almost all her life, they actually speak Bangla. So in Calcutta, there's very many Bangla speakers. And right. So Pastor Elio has a vision for expanding even into India.
India, right. Yeah. And actually, this Pastor Tony, he remember me. And very close to Bangladesh, Calcutta. And Mother Teresa, he doing a lot of things. But Calcutta is very big city and lots of Bengali people. And I have my vision, my plan, very close to Bangladesh and India. I am working India also.
And Pastor Elio, I bet it'll be nice to see your wife in person, right?
Right.
I'll tell you a little story if we have some time. Mary, 2 years ago, what you don't know is Pastor Elio was living in Hamtramck. He sold his house to try to establish the ministry over there because you know how the devil is in the details. He wants to destroy people's faith and soul by taking down the leadership. There was a leadership issue in his ministry. He wanted to go solve it. And we tried to send him home 2 years ago. And then he came back to the U.S. because mostly what he does is works here full time and sends all of his money, as much of it as he can, back home to support the ministry that kind of was destroyed. And so Mary was attacked by some people there. You would think it wasn't a terrorist attack. It wasn't really Muslim motivated or Christian motivated. It was greed. And so she was attacked and her arm was broken. Her legs were broken. She couldn't come home. And then COVID happened. So they've been apart for almost 2 years now. And so we are trying to send him home sooner than later to not only care for his wife, but also to make sure that his ministry is kind of getting set with good roots, as he described, and just by God's grace, go forward. His work here supported the school side of things. Our support, along with some other churches, are supporting the pastoral side of things.
Right.
And again, we want the vision that not that they would receive funds all the time continuously from the United States, but they would then work towards being self-sustaining by giving some jobs, because that is a huge opportunity to be able to give jobs for people in his congregations. Yes, we'll give you a small business loan. Then you pay back the cow that we bought or the goat that we bought or the fish ponds that are just those kinds of things are entrepreneurial that Pastor Elio really wants to develop as well.
Yeah.
Pastor Tony, why don't you tell congregations and lay people in the district how they might be able to help?
Yeah, so we would covet your prayers, number one. Financial support through the newly, we want to form this Bengali Lutheran Mission Society as a 501c3 out of Michigan. But if before that happens, it should happen within the next month. If they want to reach out to me, it's just T like Tony, B as in boy, OOS like Sam, tbose@faithtroy.org. I'll give them more information about how they can participate. Right now, it's really just telling the story. So that people will understand, hey, if you think of it, startup cost, this is what we need in order to get him over there, to get him established again. And then at that point, we in the future, maybe we'll send mission or people over there to do dental work, to do medical missions, to do digging wells, things like that. The opportunity just opens up once we have a trusted man that is actually leading that mission. So right now it's supporting Pastor Elio, and in the future it will be things like that where we can go and teach the pastors there. You know, pastors from here can go teach, but then lay people can come that are skilled, that maybe have farming experience, maybe have all these other things. Who knows what the Lord's gonna do? We're just very hopeful.
Well, pastors, thank you so much for your time. We definitely appreciate it, and you guys are doing some great work, that's for sure. And we also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to the Michigan District's Innovative Missional Ministry Podcast.